Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 226. Today's topics of discussion are bone cancer and osteosarcoma. They also come under the healing phase symptoms of the SPS of bones and joints. What are these so-called bone cancers and osteosarcomas? Let us see in detail. We have seen earlier that the decalcification happens during conflict activity and recalcification during healing phase. The recalcification during the healing phase of bones and joints causes accumulation of callus outside the bone structure but underneath the periosteum that protects the bone tissue. This callus appears as white on an X-ray. From the part of nature, it is a temporary shield or natural cuff around the healing bone to stabilize and strengthen it to prevent future conflicts and further osteolysis. Conventional medicine considers this growth as a bone cancer. They give specific names to such tumors found in pelvis, femur, humerus, ribs, etc., like Ewing's sarcomas. It was already explained earlier how they call certain tumors as osteosarcomas. Still, we shall repeat here while considering them under the healing symptoms of bones in some more details. Osteosarcomas are very often occurring after an injury of bones where there are already callus formation as a part of healing. An accident, a fall, a fracture of bones, or even an exploratory puncture, very often done for biopsies, cause the callus to extend its growth into the surrounding tissue to form large osteosarcomas. Conventional medicine calls similar swellings during the healing of muscles as muscle sarcoma and during that of connective tissue as connective tissue sarcoma. As usual, conventional medicine calls all these sarcomas as malignant and of poor prognosis. In reality, if no injury like a puncture happened to a healing bone, the callus would be limited under the periosteum, and if there is excessive edema, the fluid alone would have flown outside but not the callus. Such a healing would have got healed completely if there were no injuries like a puncture or biopsy. That means all exploratory excisions become useless and at the same time harmful. With the GNM knowledge and expertness to read the brain CT scans, the tissue level changes can be better evaluated than by such explorative excisions or punctures. In few conditions, such outflows of callus can reach neighboring tissues, causing further self-devaluations and decalcifications. Many knee joint amputations are being done without having proper knowledge of the processes as per the GNM explanations. Such amputations may not remove the bone pains if the healing had not got over before amputation. As long as the healing phase continues, the pains also would continue as if the bones are still in their places. Such bone pains are called phantom limb pains. If the healing at the emotional level and the brain level also is complete, such pains may not happen, but usually this is not the case. A leukemia also may be additionally diagnosed, which also happened during the healing phase of bones. With every relapsing of the conflict of severe self-devaluation, the whole program may become hanging with the relapsing of phantom pains also. If along with a severe separation conflict, even the rheumatic pains due to the involvement of periosteum can occur with the name rheumatic phantom pains. With similar punctures of the ribs, the callus can escape under the breast. Breast cancer diagnosis can cause severe self-devaluation conflicts and can affect the rib cage. Such calluses are also misinterpreted as metastatic breast cancers, even though they are not a part of breast tissues. Cancer diagnosis, chemotherapy, mastectomy, new self-devaluation conflicts, etc. happen in a vicious cycle. Calluses from thoracic vertebrae, if flown into the mediastinum, can compress heart, trachea, lungs, or blood vessels. If found near the bronchi, they are diagnosed as small cell carcinomas. The corresponding brain edema, if large, can compress the lateral ventricles and cause hydrocephalus or even a brain coma with bigger brain edemas and syndromes. Intravenous fluids also can make the brain edema and brain coma worse. Epileptoid crisis in the healing phase of bones and joints can create coldness, chill, cold sweat, uneasiness, etc. But it can expel the brain edema and the edema around the healing bones and joints. Therefore, if allowed to heal without relapsing of severe self-devaluation conflicts, the healing phase of a bone or joint would happen according to the plan and program of nature or according to the five biological laws of nature. Friends, have you not got more and more interest in learning GNM? I do get. I hope it is yes for you too. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.